Okay, I mentioned last week that Daf Tes in Avodah Zarah is the only daf really in Shas that deals with the years of the history of Klal Yisrael. And I was off a little, because the beginning of Yud really is the end of that sugya of numbers, which is not everyone's favorite sugya. Some people are better with numbers, some people are not. There is, though, a concept called Minyan Shtarais, which is a basic concept by Yidden, which is basically not known by most people today. And I'd like today just to explain Minyan Shtarais. The sugya of Minyan Shtarais is the first half of Yud Amid Aleph, and explain what it is, what it means, and why it exists. Minyan Shtarais is basically the following. Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim in the year 244 AD, as you all know from last week. Because they went out of Mitzrayim. Avram was born on 1948, and they went out of Mitzrayim 500 years later, 100 to the birth of Yitzchak, 400 more. 1948, 2448 was Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yidden counted from Yitzias Mitzrayim. We find in Tanakh, when it mentions a year, it mentions a year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. At some point, Yidden changed and started to count what was called Minyan Shtarais. Minyan Shtarais is what the Gemara here in Daf Yud calls that Klal Yisrael, what the Gaila, were minor for Malchus Yavon. That Klal Yisrael, Amar of Nachman, Gaila ain minin ela l'Malchus Yavon b'Vad. We started counting from the kingdom of the Yavonim. That's exactly 1,000 years later. So 2448 was the Tias Mitzrayim. 3448, exactly 1,000 years later, was the beginning of Minyan Shtaris, of counting to Shtaris. That's why the Gemara says, a Sefer writes, you don't know, did he mean Tzias Mitzrayim? What did he mean? Malchus Yavonim, and he left out 1,000 years. So that's the question. The question is, we're starting 3448, 1,000 years later, when did Malchus Yavonim start? So we really can answer that. From Yetzias Mitzrayim, let's go 1,000 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, everybody gets overwhelmed. 1,000 years, I don't know what that is. You do know. When they left Mitzrayim, how many years till they entered Eretz Yisrael? 40 years. And then Eretz Yisrael, till the Churban Bayis Rishon, was 850 years. Number I mentioned last week. So you have 40 years till they came into Eretz Yisrael, 850. And the Gullus was 70. 40, 850. That's 890, and 70 is 960. The Binyan Bayis Sheni was 960 years after they left Mitzrayim. Therefore, the kingdom of the Minyan Shtaris starts 40 years later. 40 years into the Bayis Sheni, they started Minyan Shtaris. So that's the Cheshbon. 40 years into Bayis Sheni, the Cheshbon Minyan Shtaris. The Gemara said on the top of Tess that the first 34 years of Bayis Sheni, the kingdom was Persia, was Paras. And the Greeks started 34 years in. Now that's off by 6 years. So that's why the Gemara here on Yud says that Hanach Shishnin demalchu b'ilan anan lechashvinan. The first 6 years of the Yavanim, where they are not yet spread over the world, we don't count. So it comes to 40. So that basically, the shtarais were written from 2448 till 3448. When people wrote a shtar, they wrote a ksuv at a wedding, said a number of years, le, it didn't say b'ri asylum, it said le yitzias Mitzrayim. From 3448 and on, exactly 1,000 years later, all the shtarais said le malchus yavon. And this continued for a very long time, until the time of the Radvaz. It continued through the period of most of the Rishayim, that the minig was to write Minyan Shtaris. When the Rambam in Hilchas Gittin, I'm not even talking about a shtar of money, the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchas Gittin writes that when you write a get, you write the year either Lebriya Sa'ilam or Lamalchus Yavam. You can write it either way. So the custom was still prevalent. The Rambam says, Kvar Nohagu, the minig is to write either Lebriya Sa'ilam or Malchus Yavan. It's, the Gemara says Begayla and Chutzlars, the meaning was to do Malchus Yavan, Eretz Yisrael to write sometimes Lebrias Ha'olam. So this is the historical fact of Minyan Shtaris, and again, its expression is sometimes you're learning something, it says Minyan Shtaris, you have no idea what it means, you just keep on reading. That's Minyan Shtaris, exactly 1,000 years later. Question is why? Why did they start counting by the Greeks? So there are two answers. One is well known and is very schwer, and one is not well known and is more satisfying. What's the well known reason? Why were we counted the Malchus Yavan? Is it well known? No? What? Because of Alexander. There are numerous stories brought in many Makairis. And Gemara says in Yuma that when Alexander came to Eretz Yisrael and Shimon HaTzadik came out, and he said, "Oh, that's the Musti Aiknai I see when I go to Muhammad," and they found Chayin in the eyes. As a matter of fact, if you take out a Treyasar in the Nevuah of Haggai, the Pirish on the regular page of Makairis Gedolos, the Pirish of the Merikara, brings, he doesn't bring Minyan Shtaris, but he brings this idea that when Alexander came, he met the Kayan Gadol, he said, the Musti Yaikna, he said, he sees, and then here he brings that Alexander wanted to put a tselem in the Heichal, and the Kayan Gadol told him, if you instead of building a golden tselem in the Heichal, you give the money to Aniyim, will be Makabel, that Jews will name the children Alexander. And he says that's where the minig of the name Alexander started. He doesn't say anything about Minyan Shtaris. The Sharma Mitzionim Bahalacha, he brings here from the Sefer Tzemach David, which is one of the Sifrei, the history Svarim that goes back. He brings from the Ravid, the Barbanel, the Balayuchsin, the Balayasaidaiva, that the same thing, part of that story, when Alexander came, Shimon HaTzadik wanted to be Mephayasim, part of the deal was that we'll write our shtaris to Malchus Alexander, and we'll write shtaris to your years. So this is, like I think, the better known reason, the popular reason, is why do we count to the Greeks? Because it was a nod to Alexander. What's the problem with that? From the Gemara. At one point, why would we continue it? We're doing it for Alexander. So very good. Alexander didn't live very long. He died. He was 33 years old. He lived a few more years. And why would we continue it for a great period of time? It's a Dava Pella. Also, the Gemara says Begayla Nahagul. This meaning started in Chutz La'aretz, right? It says the Lashon Gemara that Eimadim Begayla El Lamachus Yavam Bulvad. According to the story, it started in Eretz Yisrael. It didn't start in Chutz La'aretz. So it's a bit of a peladic time, this reason, and the truth is, Shem Sinalacha writes at the end, Aval abal seder oilam kasa, shadov ezeh loy nimtza, loy bedivrei chazal, v'loy b'yesifun. Not Josephus and not divrei chazal bring this, the story that Shimon HaTzadik met Alexander, that's a Gemara. The idea that they agreed to name children Alexander, so that's also, I read you from Yishayin. But the idea that Minyan Shtaris starts from there is, he says, there's no Makar. And besides, we wonder, Halei Davaru, punked 1,000 years. It's exactly 1,000 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim that this Cheshbon took place. So it's a bit of a Dava Pella. And it begs up some more meaningful explanation. The Margolius Hayam on Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph, Tzais Yud Gimel in the Margolius Hayam, he talks here about Minyan Shtaris, and he gives a much more meaningful reason. And this is a reason I had heard once from one of the Bali Machshava today, and as I understand, he says the following: the Tkufas HaNeviim, Nevuah in the world, ended 40 years after the Binyan Bayis Sheni. The last Nevi'im were Chagai, Zecharia, Malachi. Chagai, Zecharia, Malachi were Nevi'im at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. It was a little hefsik because during the Golus there weren't really new Nevi'im. The Chagai Chaya Malachi, who was the last three Nevi'im in Treyasar, were the last Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. And the war lasted until that 40-year period. At the same time, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah got together and were mispalel that the Yitzra Davai Dezara would also disappear. Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parshas Bai, it's not coincidental that the Vua ended and Avodah Zarah ended at the same time. It was a trade-off. Zelu mazel also lekim. It was a trade-off. There's less giloy of the koyach of the Yetzirah, Avodah Zarah, some type of spiritual Yetzirah. So it was a trade-off that in the koyach tuma there was a reduction in this spiritual tuma. So zelu mazel, a trade-off was that Nevuah, a certain level, he calls a certain level of Ruach HaKodesh, came to an end. He says, Poska Nevuah, his Ascholas Tekufa Chadasha. It was the beginning of a new Tekufa in the world. Samach Lemises Alexander. Ho Yizeh B'diuk V'shnas Ha'elof V'yitzias Mitzrayim V'shnas Beis Alof in Tov Memches. The Matthias Tram was 2448. Ubezei Yuvan Ashehus Chol Oz Minyan Chada Shenikra Min Yishtaris. Lo Yayezeh L'Kvaydei Shal Maishal Nachrizeh. He says it wasn't out of COVID for him. Yidden marked the end of a Tkufa. The Tkufa, it's not like you trade off Nevuah for Avodah Zarah. Like, you know, you trade a shortstop for a pitcher or something. Like, you take two things, you trade. It's Oisei Dover. The sense that people had, the ruchnistika sense, that you could sense something spiritual, it came to an end. With that, all of the many things, the kechas, certain kechas atuma in Kishuv came to an end, certain ideas of Ruach HaKodesh came to an end, a certain sense that you could sense spiritual things. Emotionally, that's what came to an end. Until then, until the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, when you davened, a person got up, he made up his own nusach. He took something to eat. He made his own bracha. He had sensed something ruchnius in the things he did. At that point, the tekufa came to an end. That tekufa of a tangible, a sensible, a tappable ruchnius came to an end. And it was kielav shana meinecha kiyem esmol kiyavar. It was a certain tekufa of elav shana meinecha, of elav shana connected to the Bayre Yilam, that came to an end. And when that kufa came to an end, Klal Yisrael marked it. It's something to mark. It's something to notice. It's something that today we don't see Nisim. Today we don't see Nevi'im. Today we don't have these things. We have an Emuna that they existed. And that change, that switchover, was marked by the end of the 1,000 years. By the end of the 1,000 years, Klal Yisrael counted to a new kufa. So what does that have to do with the Greeks? Why is the Gemara connected to the Greeks? So this is the Havana. What I told you till now is what it says here in the Margolis Hayam. But the Havana that many wonder what the Rambam saw in the Greek Chachamim, in Aristotle and Socrates, in the Greek Chachamim. Why did the Rambam see that he calls Aristotle extraordinary language that the Rambam uses about Aristotle? The answer is that at that point, this whole idea, this whole Yitzra d'Avodah Zarah disappeared. The ruchnius sense, the emotional sense of ruchnius went away. And by the Greeks, it was replaced by an intellectual appreciation. Many of the things that the Greeks, that the Yavonim were oimid on, at that kufa, are emes lamita, it's yaftel akim liyefes. In law school, they called the Socratic method of thinking, they refer to it as debating. By arguing back and forth, that's the method of thinking. That's Shas. I mean, Shas, the Dvarim Shal B'Kedusha, what's Shas? Shas is not, it's not a rule book. It's not like you take a Major League Baseball rule book. You have about a list of rules. You take a city of New York rules, you have a list of rules. Shas is that arguing. That's really what it is. That whole method of being oimid on a intellectual, on a on a havana of Dvar Mamitiyim, the havana was Eichetu. There was a void. The Yitzhar Davide Zara disappeared. And they were Eimin on it. Yavta Lekim Liyafes V'yishkan Ba'olei Shem. So Klai Yisrael connected to it in a big way. Minyan Shtarais, according to the first Bior, that it's a nod to Alexander. So it's a historical episode that happened. And it happened, and Klai Yisrael kept to that deal, apparently, even after the Greeks disappeared. According to this Havana, it's something totally different. It's a statement that a certain period of time came to an end. And that period of time, the Elef Shana Beinecha, came to an end. The Gilui of the Shechinah to Klal Yisrael, open Nevuah, with the trade-off of Avodah Zarah, came to an end. And now it's a new Tekufah, and Klal Yisrael marked that change of Tekufahs. So basically, this is Minyan Shtaris. This is the calculation of Minyan Shtaris, and the Havana of Minyan Shtaris. It's a rare opportunity to learn it, because outside of here, it's an amazing thing that you don't find it anywhere that I could think of in Shas, that it talks about these cheshbainis. Apparently, Ravina Ravashi knew that not everyone likes numbers, so they restricted it to the one sugya. And that's really what the sugya ends. And Yitz Hashem, next week we come back, we come at least, to Inyanim of Avodah Zarah Mamish. Good Shabbos, everybody.